It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on May 15th. Although the U.S. has never had a female president, women have served in other positions of power, including now as vice president, as well as Speaker of the House, on the Supreme Court, and as Secretary of State. The first woman to hold that role, Madeleine Albright, was born on this day in 1937. Albright served on the National Security Council, taught at Georgetown, and was the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations before being named the nation's first female Secretary of State by President Bill Clinton in 1996. Surprising fact, Albright, who was born in Prague, is the daughter of a Czech diplomat. Three of her grandparents died in Nazi concentration camps. Also on this day in history, in 1756, the Seven Years' War began, and in 1973, baseball legend Nolan Ryan pitched his first no-hitter. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day. Want daily history sent straight to your inbox? Subscribe to the This Day in History newsletter to get all of the day's key events in a single email. Visit history.com/TDIH to sign up. Spoken Layer.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.